They're hearing you.
Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpert. Be blessed.
I bring to you today a word. Part two. Manner or quail. And I gave that a subtopic today. The manual for the bread. When we have made our complaints, begin to doubt God, and God have heard and had enough, and send the bread, what end up happening is that we eat to the full without instructions. Anything that comes from God, you need to find out from God how to handle it. So you know the story quite well, how Israel murmured against the men and the prophetess in the wilderness. They murmured against Moses and Aaron. And God would so have it that Moses was walking through the camp while they were in their tents. And he heard them. Sometimes we don't know that while we are talking about the man of God or the woman of God, they're hearing you. But the thing about Moses, what I love about Moses, is that he did not retaliate and begin to cuss them out and tell them how ungrateful they are, and reminded them of what God has done for them and how he had disciplined the gods in Egypt for their sake, and how God opened the Red Sea for their sake. He could have. But what Moses did was went to the Lord in prayer and said, God, the people are complaining. God, the people need food. It's testing God's plan. Not testing, but trusting God's plan is pressuring for your flesh. When we stand and we encourage you to trust God at all costs, it simply means that your flesh, because the flesh does not want what the spirit wants. You have to constantly assuring and reassuring and persuading yourself that God has not brought you this far to leave you. How many people have ever been there? I have. So the flesh does not want what the spirit needs to thrive and survive. If you're going to make it out of your wilderness, your spirit must be stronger than your flesh. Anybody have a wilderness experience? Anybody going through some things in their lives that you know that only God can help you out? Anybody just feel like the journey is getting too long now? Anybody feel like giving up along the way? Let me tell you something. If you're trusting God, your spirit must be stronger than your flesh. God promised to take the children of Israel to a land flowing with milk and honey. And he did just that. But so many had to perish because of unbelief. Isn't that something? At the dinner table last night, somebody said, we have about 3% of the people that goes to church that really support this, the church, which leave this the 70 or whatever percent, the 97%, thank you, the 97% talking about how the church is not doing this and the church is not doing that. Did you know that the people that cause the problem in the church and put down on the church are the non-supporters? Did you know that? Did you know that the supporters in the church never talk about tithe and try to find out what they're doing with tithe? Guess who talk about tithe? The people that don't pay tithe. The robbers. Have you ever seen anything so crazy? The people that don't go to church and want to help the church are the people that have the most problem with the church. I've never seen anything like this in my life. If that is not madness, then I don't know what is. But I got news for the supporters. You can defeat Ahai. Today, God promised us a city not made by man. And while we are going through our wilderness, you see what Israel hoped for, God promised them milk and honey. But in their mind, God was taking too long. Too long. God is too long, man. Not only that, he promised us streets of gold, gates of pearl, sea of glass. He promised no more pain or disease, nor death, no night. When? Our heart can't even begin to fathom the magnificence of the promise. Can you? I can't. So I implore you today, if you listen to part one, I want to implore you today to choose manner. Nudge your neighbor if you sit beside one and said, eat your manner. And don't complain. Get quail and die. Manna or quail? Because some of us can never be satisfied. If God is leading, you've got to trust his leadership. Because of their complaining, God sent them quail. God already had a plan to send them manna. God promised to take care of them. But they couldn't wait. How many of us get to that place where we feel like we can't wait? That's why there's a song that goes, I don't mind waiting. Lord God, I mind. So I don't like to sing that song because I don't like to be a hypocrite. I mind waiting. But I have enough sense to know that I've got to wait. I don't like it. But my spirit is stronger than my flesh. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. Read from Exodus 16, and I want you to begin reading from the verse 10. And I want you to listen to the word. Because God promised rain in this tedious time. I said that God must be crazy. Because we're in a pandemic. People can hardly find food. We're in famine, and some people don't even know that there's a famine in the land. My husband couldn't even find chicken in this store yesterday. Shelves are getting empty. And some of you are still cutting the fool. Lord, Lord, Lord. Manna require. Not your neighbor said, be satisfied with manna. It's from above. Your manna comes with a manual. And so the problem that we are having, we don't want to read the manual. We're too hungry. Slow down. Slow down. It is said that a lady don't eat too fast and she never asks for seconds. So slow down. And don't complain. Manna or quail. Read the word.
Exodus the 16th chapter, reading from verse 10. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud.
One of these days, while we are yet speaking to you, one of these days you are going to look and behold the glory of God.
Will appear.
Will show up one of these days. Can you imagine if one of these days, while we are talking about leadership and complaining about how cantankerous they are and about this God, here comes the Son of Man standing in the midst of the cloud, ready for the ingathering of the saints. What a bum bum. Read.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel.
I heard them. If you're sick and tired and you're complaining, God is listening.
Yes, he is.
Read.
Speak unto them, saying,
tell them for me, Moses.
At even he shall eat flesh.
At evening I will send you quail.
And in the morning he shall be filled with bread.
And in the morning I will send you bread. I want you to understand that what God sent them was bread. We like to rename and restructure what God has said. God said, I will send them what?
Bread.
Bread.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God.
And you are going to know that I am your Jehovah Jireh. Okay. I am a provider. Nudge your neighbor and said, set to yourself. God's got you. God can afford you. I said that God can afford you. Lord, 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 I feel the Holy Ghost. Read.
And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host.
So let me give you the quick version. In part one, we talk about how the quail came 3 feet deep in the east, 3 feet deep in the west, 3 feet deep in the north and south. And all night, all day, they were busy collecting the meat they complained about. Oh, be careful, honey. Be careful, be careful. Be careful the while you gather and prepare to enjoy. Read, read, read.
And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing.
A small round thing.
As small as the hoar frost on the ground.
Look like frost. Just round. The Israelite says it now, it looks like what we'd call wafers.
Wafers.
Yeah. Read.
And when the children of Israel saw it.
And when they saw it.
They said one to another. It is manna.
It is manna.
For they
did not God send a word and said in the morning, I will send you bread.
for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to
it
eat.
It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. But they still continue to call it manna. Read.
This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded.
Mm-hmm.
Gather of it every man according to his eating.
Uh-huh.
An omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents.
Take enough for your family.
Enough.
Take enough. Take enough. And God watch them. You know how angry God can. All of a sudden now meat comes and everybody is happy. And looking like a grand market is taking place. Collecting. All of a sudden God is God now, huh? You know, he wasn't God when you didn't have anything in the pantry. But now that he sent you some groceries, you want to holler and praise. Girl, keep your bawling to yourself. Keep your praise to yourself. I wanted you to praise me when the cupboard was empty. And you praise me and trust me enough to fill it up. Oh, Lord. That struck a chord. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Let your spirit become stronger than your flesh. Because it doesn't matter what you're going through. You need to trust that God will deliver. God will provide. Open your mouth and say that. My God. He will deliver. And he will provide. I will not die before my God delivers. I will not die before my God provides. Come on and let your spirit put on muscles. Somebody shout a praise. Shout a praise. Shout a praise. Shout a praise. Read the word.
And the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, mm-hmm. and he that gathered little had no lack.
All right,
they
now.
They gathered every man according to his eating.
No lack. No lack. Because I'm telling you, you know, I heard my husband said something earlier. He said that when God has blessed us, we forget. We forget who has blessed us. And we begin focusing on the blessing rather than focusing on the blesser. Read.
And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning.
All right. Eat it all. Gather it all. All 3 feet deep. All of it. Read.
Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses.
This is the problem that we have, is that when God has sent you a word, you focus so much on the blessing, you forget the order, you forget the plan. They listen not to the man of God.
But some of them left of it until the morning.
And some of them leave leftovers. Some of them put up what you call a doggy bag. Read.
And it bred worms.
And it what?
Bred worms.
Mm-hmm.
And it stank. And Moses
it breed worms. Mm-hmm. And stinks. Rotted. Now it's talking about the manna, you know. God said, I want you to come with me because we're going somewhere today. Because you want to go to heaven, don't you?
Yes.
Well, there's a manual for the bread. God said, Moses, tell them, take as much as they need only for today. Somebody lift your hand and said, give us this day our daily bread. You see the problem we have? We want bread for 2025. You have enough bread for 2022. but you're going to get hypertension because you don't see enough bread for 2025. Lord God, somebody get up and praise God if you have food in your pantry for today. I said, get up and begin to praise God and thank Him. Praise Him and thank Him. Praise Him and thank Him. Because you see, the devil has some of us on Worry Street. You already paid your rent and you're having hypertension because you don't know where next month's rent is coming from. But I've got news for you, the same God. Somebody shout, the same God that did it last month is the same God that is going to do it next month. Lord, I praise you because you got me in the palm of your hand. God, I praise you because I don't have to worry about a thing. Give Him His due. Give Him praise. Read the word.
And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating.
Uh-huh.
And when the sun waxed hot, it melted.
Now. Gather up the bread before the sun comes up. You are getting the manual how to handle the bread. The bread is the blessings of God. Gather up God's blessings before the sun rises. That means if you sleep too late, by the time you wake up, the blessing is already perished. Let me tell you something. God is dealing with me about some things. One of the things He's dealing with me about is even how we take care of our very body. I have my deodorant that I use, that I love so well. And just the other day, he just show up in the bathroom. He said, you ever stop to read all the things that is in this deodorant that you use? And when I look at it, the line was so fine and it was so many list of things. I said, Lord God, I don't even know if I want to read it now, because then I don't want my mind to go stressing on me. I just told my daughter, I said, start looking up for some vegan deodorant. We're changing deodorant. And we don't just want to change deodorant. We want to change the way we treat this temple. Because I'm telling you something, I want to be fit and ready. Somebody say, fit and ready. I want to be fit and ready with the blessing. I don't want my blessing to come and then I have to pay you to wipe my behind. I don't want my blessing to come and then I have to pay you to paint me. I don't want my blessing to come and I can't move about. What quality of life is that? And just maybe, somebody said, just maybe, if I begin to take care of me, take care of the blessing and follow the manual. Things will be a little better. Come on now. Last year, I had the conference on Zoom. And I tell you, the Spirit of God arrested me in my house. And I couldn't help it. I told my daughter, I didn't even have a number for the person. The Lord said, you have to contact this person. We are not friends, but from time to time when I go out to minister, I will happen to bump into this person. And I don't even know if the person was on Zoom. The Spirit says, contact this person now. I was under the anointing. I said, daughter, I said, whoever you have to call, find this person number now. Get them on the phone now. The Lord began to speak to the person. The Lord said, I have invested so much in you. And the time has come for you to stop playing the fool. Surrender yourself to leadership and stop going about like you by any all kind of wind. And the Lord said, if you don't surrender yourself, some things are going to begin to happen. Because let me tell you something, if your name is ever written, whatever it takes, God is going to get you there. You might get there blind, but you'll get there. Always somebody will praise God. You may get there crippled, but you'll get there. Somebody say, by any means possible, God, get me there. Then I got a text message from the person a couple of weeks ago. The person said, prophetess, I have COVID. Pray for me. I'm in the hospital. They're about to put me on the ventilator. And I don't want to go on it. I never took the vaccine. But I was planning on it. I prayed. The person after that wasn't hearing anything, so I don't know whether or not the person went on the ventilator. But then I got another text 2 days ago. The person said, prophetess, the medication they gave me begin to affect my body in some different ways. My pancreas is inflamed. The pain, let me tell y'all something, y'all take care of your body, because if your pancreas ever get sick, I get to understand that no childbirth can be compared, that the pain is excruciating. She said the pain is unbearable. She said not only that, they found a mass. And when they found the mass was 10 centimeters. And in just a matter of days, the mass is now 11 centimeters. So she said, I don't want to even call the word that they think it might be. She said, I'm asking you to pray for me. And before I begin praying, I said, did I not give you a word last year? I said, do you remember what the word was? Because I genuinely could not remember what it was. I had to call the person that bear the chronicles. I said, do you remember what the word was? And the person reminded me of the word. I said, Lord God. And I'm praying that the Lord will turn it around, you know. God is a merciful God. The bread comes
with a manual.
Read.
And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread.
On the sixth day, I love God. Anybody love God?
Yes.
I love God. God says, only take enough for what you need per day. You still want to tell me the Sabbath is not right? But when the sixth day came, the instruction for the manual says,
gather twice as much.
Gather double. Because when Sabbath comes, I'm resting, I'm not sending no bread. In other words, the chef is off on Sabbath. No bread in the oven. Gather as much. And when they gather as much, what happened?
And they laid it all up till the morning as Moses told them.
Well.
And it didn't stink.
And it didn't what?
It didn't stink.
And no maggots.
And no worm.
Okay.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.